Hello?
So we got disconnected. Sorry for that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It wasn't.
Okay, you don't know who that, whose that, ID is, 85367527521.
Got no idea who it is.
Okay, have a look at the top, okay? Can you see VIP access and just on the left-hand side, extremely top, there is a three straight line?
Yes.
Click on that.
Okay, shrunk the screen down.
What do you see?
It's a smaller version of the screen which was there originally. And it's got a different number.
Tap on that three lines once again. The three straight line, tap on it once again. Have we done?
Yes, I've done it, but just the screen's gone back to the same, the original size.
Okay, now do one thing. Just simply have a look on the right-hand side, bottom, there is a plus sign. Click on that plus.
Blue plus. Okay.
Hold on.
Changed.
Yeah, just hold on, okay?
Scan QR code.
Just wait a moment. Okay, have a look. Have a look on the right-hand side top. There is a back arrow. Click on that. The cross, right-hand side top, the cross.
Yes, one cross.
Right-hand side extremely top.
Cross, yes.
Yeah, click on it. Tap on it.
Yep, it's called up another number.
Okay, just hold on, okay? Close this, have a look on the left-hand bottom of your screen, okay? There is a back arrow, click on the back arrow.
Put the home screen back again.
Yeah, scroll up the screen again. Now go down slowly, go down. Yeah, go down again. This is the last you have, right? The last application, correct?
Just make sure. Yeah, that's as far as it goes.
Okay, alright, hold on. Why the code is not accepting, I don't know. It is not accepting, actually.
I didn't even know it was there. I don't know what it is.
Hold on. The bank gave you this code, this app, right?
Yes, they put it on this original phone we had.
Okay. Yeah, just hold on, okay? Okay, do one thing, have a look, right hand side, extremely bottom of your mobile, okay, there is a square button, a square, right hand side bottom, the square one.
Yes.
Yeah, press that once.
Okay, it's come back with the number again.
Yeah, you need to swipe your screen up, like you need to swipe, move, close it from the background, swipe it up. It will be move. Swipe it up. That number. Swipe it up.
Oh, the number swipe it up.
Yeah. Hold on. Once again, click on that square box. Now swipe that number up, extremely up. Swipe it up from the thumb. Yes. Now press the circle button, the middle button.
Press the what button?
The middle button, at the bottom, there is a circle button, middle one. Press that button.
Okay, it's putting me back to the home screen again.
Yeah, okay, hold on now. Now, open your menu once again. Open your menu.
Okay, it's open.
All right, hold on. Touch on your screen. Unlock your mobile. Sir, unlock your mobile.
Okay.
Have a look, extremely left hand top, there is a three line, click on that.
It does?
Yes. Click on how to use.
interested in VIP access.
Yeah, hold on. Swipe it to the left side.
Signing in with VIP access.
Yeah, hold on. Swipe it to left side again.
About VIP access push.
Swipe it again to the left side.
About QR-application.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on, okay. Okay, swipe it to the left side again, or you do one thing, touch on that three line left hand top. Click on about. Click on that three lines again. Click on home. Click on that plus sign, left hand bottom, right hand bottom. No, you made a mistake. Tap on the number. Yeah, click on the plus sign. Yeah, hold on. Just wait, okay?
Yep. You still there? Hello?
Yes, hold on.
I'm holding on. I didn't know whether you'd left me or not.
Okay, have a look right hand side top. There is a back, cross. Click on that cross.
Okay.
Hold on, okay?
Yep.
By the way, when did the bank provided you this app?
I put it on my original mobile. This is the new mobile I got. That's why I'm so slow with the thing. They put it on the original Telstra one I bought.
Where is that mobile?
Got the mobile here, but it's not on charge.
Get it, please. Get that one also. I need it.
Anyone? got it. It's not charged.
Put it in the charge. Okay, I need it. I need that mobile. Is it on, sir?
Just couldn't see where I put the charger in. It hasn't got a SIM card in it, of course.
No SIM card? Just check, you have the same app in your old Telstra mobile, the VIP Access app. Just check it.
Well, plug it in, but it doesn't seem to be doing anything.
It will work after some time, okay? Don't worry. Leave it.
But the red light... Did have a red light on.
When it will be on, let me know, okay?
Yeah, well, it's not doing anything at present.
Yeah, put it in the charge, okay? And after 5 minutes, it will be on. Because I think it is off from a long time. By the way, you didn't answer my question. You have the same app, VIP app, in your Telstra mobile? You remember?
Well, this was the phone that was originally put on.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got the new phone, we just changed the cards over from one to the other, so that's why it got transferred onto the new phone, I suppose.
And who did this? You or the bank?
Oh, no. When I bought the phone, they did that for me.
And by the way, from your online banking, you made online payments to anyone?
I've been paying my bills mostly through BPAY.
Okay.
And sometimes if I get an account, I'll have to, and they leave me an account, I've got to go and transfer money from one account to that, to pay that account, that bill. That's the only time I ever use it, to my knowledge. Doesn't seem to be charging up, see? When the red light's on, does that mean it's charging?
Yes, it is charging.
I didn't think that you could get any information out of these phones, or if there was no SIM card in it.
Because your VIP access in your new mobile, that app is not working, okay? That's the reason I need to check in your old phone it is working or not.
Any much sense out of this phone.
Just wait, okay? Once it will be charged, let me know.
When will we know it's charged?
Okay, do one thing, sir. In your new phone, okay, just unlock your new phone.
Yes.
And open the AnyDex application. Look all your application one by one. You have AnyDex. Open that.
AnyDex.
Yeah, open that.
Okay. Yes, it's got plugged activation.
Sorry?
It's got plug-in activation.
What option do you see? Okay. Can you see that?
It says okay.
Click on okay. Now what do you see?
Brings me back to accessibility.
Okay. What option do you see? Continue, skip, next.
It's got any desk control service off.
Yeah. Go to the bottom. Can you see any option? Continue, skip, next. Any option? Continue or skip or next. Yeah. All right, just wait. I'm sending you a request. Can you see a security warning?
Not yet, I can't.
Okay, what do you see? Tell me.
Has it changed?
Check, what do you see, sir? Tell me, please.
I've just got the screens coming up with accessibility, volume key.
Yeah.
Shortcut.
Have you got any option? You have to move from this page. You have to move from this page. Go to the next page. Can you see any option? Continue, next.
Display, front size, dark theme, magnification, color correction, color invention, large mouse point, remove.
Go to the bottom, extremely bottom.
Right down the bottom.
Okay, do one thing. Left hand bottom. There is a back arrow. Press that. Tap on that back arrow once in your mobile. Now what do you see?
Comes up at any desk.
Yeah, hold on. I'm sending you a request. Can you see security warning?
Yes, it has come up. Yes.
Yeah, give a click on I trust this call. Now what do you see?
It's not moving.
Click on I trust.
Yeah, okay. Let's go. Now incoming connections.
Yeah, what option do you see?
Permission profile.
Yeah, can you see? Click on accept.
Yes,
start now.
Active info.
Yeah, click on start now. Okay, now press the home button, the middle button. The home button, the circle button.
Yeah, I pressed it. It's brought me back to the home page.
Okay, now open all your menu once again. No. Swipe your screen up. Yes. Now, you need to open the Play Store application. Play Store. Find it out. Play Store. No. No Anydex. Play Store.
Play Store.
Do it slowly. Yeah, Play Store, this one. Now have a look at the top. Can you see Google Play? And next to that, there is a magnifying glass.
Yes.
Click on that magnifying glass.
Come down.
Now type in the VIP.
Please.
Yeah, access. Tap on it. Tap on it. VIP access. Tap on it.
Access.
Yeah, tap on it. Now you can see there is an option VIP access, Symantec VIP, correct? Can you see that?
What was it again? Free IP access, Symantec.
Yeah, Symantec. Yeah, click on that. Tap on it.
On that on or word.
No. Don't tap on open. Just tap on the word. Okay. VIP access. Yeah. All right. Okay. Hold on. Last update. Okay. Just wait. Okay. Hold on. Let me check. All right, so you there?
Yep.
Yeah, go to the home screen once again.
Okay.
And open the AnyDex once again, AnyDex.
Okay.
Now you can see the number over there.
The number at the top?
Yeah, 9578996980,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, correct.
Now you will get a security warning again. Give a click on... Okay, hold on. Give a click on I trust. Then accept. Have you done?
I trust this code.
You click on that, then accept. Start now. Now press the home button. Now open the Play Store once again. Okay. Now, can you see what's new? Last update, July 14. Can you see what's new?
Yes.
Right next to what's new on the right hand side, can you see an arrow pointing right hand side? Click on that arrow. Scroll up. Go to extremely bottom. Okay, now have a look left hand top. There is a back arrow. Click on that. Okay, scroll up the page a little bit. Scroll it up. Okay, now have a look, go to extremely top, okay, extremely top of the page, go to extremely top. No. Okay, hold on. Have a look left hand top, there is a back arrow, once again click on it. Now left hand bottom, there is a back arrow, click on the back arrow. Before the circle. Yeah, hold on now. Okay, tap on VIP access once again. Now click on uninstall. Okay, hold on. Cancel, click on cancel. Hold on. Just wait, okay?
One.
All right, when you went to the bank, okay, to with your new mobile phone to register the new this VIP access app in your new mobile, they have given you any card or anything of credential let me check, VIP security token, anything like that, any card?
No.
They have not, right?
Definitely not. But I remember going there, the chap took my mobile phone off me and he said, I'll put this app in and this will give you, give me entry to something. And I've never used it, I must admit. I didn't know. No, I never got any tokens or you put something in the phone, that's all.
Okay, hold on.
I didn't go to the bank to, when I got this new phone. I just took the pin, the SIM card out of the old phone and plugged it in the new one and transferred everything across.
You done it by yourself?
No, I did not do it.
So who did it?
A friend of mine who.
Who did this VIP access app?
Well, the bank did that.
Bank. Okay, touch your screen, touch your unlock your screen.
Okay, yeah, what am I gonna touch?
Okay, hold on.
Still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm getting clicking noises. I didn't know whether you... My phone had gone flat or something.
Alright, do one thing, sir. Have a look left hand top. There is a back arrow. Click on that.
Okay, it will be back to VIP access.
Okay, alright. Click on VIP access once again. Click on uninstall. Click on uninstall. Click on uninstall. Now give a click on install. Now just wait. Click on open.
Back to the little box again.
Okay, swipe it. Have a look on the right hand side, extremely top. There is a cross. Click on the cross.
Activating access.
Okay, hold on. Let me check this time it is working or not. Okay, give a click on the three lines left and top. Click on home. Okay, give a left hand bottom, there is a back arrow, click on that. Okay, give a click on uninstall once again. Uninstall. Now install. Now click on open. Now just wait, okay? Swipe your screen to the left side. Swipe it to the left side, yeah. Okay. swipe it to left side again. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Just wait.
Why is this causing this problem?
I don't know why it is not working. That's why I'm trying to, you know, just fix all this issue.
Is the screen on the computer still blank, of course?
Hold on, okay? Click on Launch VIP Access. Okay, I have just checked, it is not working, okay? Your VIP access code is not working. And so in order to fix this issue, I think the hackers did anything wrong with this app, okay? They have changed your credential or anything. I don't know what they have done, but you don't need to worry. Your bank account and everything is safe and secure, all right? But for the security checkup, I need to give you a call back tomorrow, okay? And I will, sorry?
Do you know what time? Because I'll be out
tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, I'm going to call you back, okay? And I will check all the security which I have updated, all of them are started working or not. I will check it. Because the security which I have updated, it will start working after 15 to 16 hours, okay? This is why I need to give you a call back. And if I will see all the security is working, then it is very good for us. And if I will see some of the security this is still not working, so what I will do, I will make an appointment with you and I will send our engineer for the checkup of your modem, okay? And if my engineer will find out that the problem is a major one, we will replace your modem. And for the replacement, you don't have to pay any single penny for that, okay? And if my engineer will find out that the problem is a minor one, then without replacing your modem, we will update the security into your modem as well, okay?
Okay, fine.
Why I need to update the security into your modem? Because modem is the heart of your internet and you are getting an internet through your modem to every device, okay? So it is the heart of your internet. In order to provide you a permanent and lifetime security, it is very important that we need to do a checkup of your modem, so that in future you will not face this kind of problem anymore. Okay?
Okay, fine. So I'll wait home tomorrow till you call me.
Yeah, and till then, sir, don't do online shopping or online banking, anything, okay? But if you want to check your balance, you can check in any time, you can do that, okay? But it is my humble request to you, don't go to the bank without my permission or don't call the bank, don't talk with them, okay? Because why I'm telling you not to do so, because if you will call the bank and have a discussion regarding this investigation, might be the hacker will trace your phone call and they will get to know you got a security from us and we are trying to find them. We are looking for them. And if once they will get aware, they will simply run away and they will try to escape once again. Okay. And I need to catch those hackers physically. I need to put them behind the bars. Okay?
Fair enough. Now, the screens come up on the telephone.
Yeah, it is normal. If you want to use it, okay, you can use it. If you want to shut it down, you can shut it down. It's up to you, okay? Everything is safe now, all right?
Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry to be such a pain in the backside.
Uh-huh. Oh, so I'm extremely sorry for that, sir, but this is important for you and for us as well, okay? Because the hacker are using your identity for their crime. So this is why we provided you our security, all right?
Okay, well, thank you. No, wait for a minute, so you call me tomorrow morning.
Yeah, remember my name and I'm giving you some number, write it down. Just write down my name, John Williams.
John?
Yeah, John Williams, and my employment ID, NCA0786.
CA7876, was it?
No, NCA, National Crime Authority, 0786.
0786.
Yeah, I'm giving you your safety and security code. This is for you, write it down. Your safety and security code. This is for your safety, okay?
88 55 55 00 00.
This is for your safety. Why I have given you this code? Because right now I am investigating your case, so only I will talk to you regarding this issue. If you will get any call from Amazon, from Telstar, then how you will get to know they are legitimate? Just simply ask them, what is my security code? If they will give you this code, that means they are legitimate. You can talk to them. If they won't give you this code, simply hang up. Don't talk to them. They might be hacker. Okay?
Okay.
And it is my humble request to you. Yeah, it is my humble request to you. Do not share this code with anyone. Just ask the code every time whenever you will get a call regarding your computer problem or internet problem. Okay?
Okay.
So everything is crystal clear to you? It is my pleasure.
Goodbye.
Everything is clear?
Everything is clear.
Like you understood what I have explained to you, sir?
Yes.
Okay. I will get in touch with you tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. I hope everything will be fine, okay? The security which I have updated, it will start working. Don't worry. Automatically, it will start working, okay? And it is a hidden security, okay, in your computer and internet. You won't see like an app or like an icon in your computer screen, no. It is a hidden security in your mobile, in your computer, everything, okay?
Okay.
So I will get back to you tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. Till then, take rest for the day. And thank you very much for giving me your precious time, and you are very polite with me. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you very much indeed. I'll wait for you till I get a call from you in the morning.
All right, sir. Thank you. Bye. Take care.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye. Take care. Bye.